in Jesus Christ. Because if you don't, you'll go to hell. Many don't feel they need to repent because they don't think what they're doing is wrong. They don't see anything wrong with having an abortion. They don't see anything wrong with smoking marijuana. They don't see anything wrong with fornicating or being a homosexual or gambling. A lot of people don't feel they need to repent because they don't think what they're doing is wrong. But remember, you're not the one who sets the standards. God sets the standards. And according to God's standards, you have done wrong and you deserve to go to hell. But in spite of your wrongdoing, even though you deserve to go to hell, you can be forgiven and go to heaven if you repent and turn to Jesus Christ. That is the good news. There is forgiveness, but only in Jesus Christ. Only by asking God to forgive you for Christ's sake will you be forgiven. For there is no forgiveness without atonement. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. And the Old Testament, for the Israelites to receive forgiveness, there must be an atonement. You can read it for yourself in Leviticus, the 7th chapter. There was no forgiveness without atonement. And the Lord God required the Israelites to sacrifice animals as a payment or atonement for their sins. The perfect and final sacrifice was made by the Son of God, was made by Jesus Christ. There's no forgiveness without atonement. You need to be forgiven. But to be forgiven, you got to believe in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Not Yom Kippur, not fasting, not prayers. It is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. And the only blood sacrifice that God will accept for the atonement of our souls is the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Those who repent and believe in the atoning blood of Jesus will receive forgiveness and go to heaven. But those who don't will go to hell.